listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. Starting overseas in Pakistan has been devastated by suicide bombing overnight with at least 59 killed and 157 injured. The bomber struck a mosque where a crowd of people were inside praying. No groups have claimed responsibility for the attack so far. Back home, economists are predicting another 4 rate rises by August. That would take the cash rate from 3.1% to 4.1%, adding another $300 to monthly repayments of a 500 grand home or unit. It's already surged $900 a month since April. More changes will be considered for Alice Springs as efforts continue to curb a crime surge. The Central Australian Regional Controller will report to the PM tomorrow on potential alcohol restriction changes beyond reduced trading hours and sales limits. It comes after Anthony Albanese copped a serve for spending more time chugging beers at the Oz Open than on the ground in the Red Centre. A bit of an awkward moment for our Defence Minister overnight. Richard Miles and our Foreign Minister met with their French counterparts, the first 2+2 talk since the scrapping of that submarine deal under the previous government. Miles couldn't avoid awkwardly answering just how Australia will fill that void left with France.
There are no plans for any conventionally powered interim submarine capability as we move towards the nuclear-powered submarine capability.
And Australia's newest budget airline, Bonza, is taking to the skies at last with some prices as low as $49. Its first flight is set to take off from the Sunshine Coast to the Whitsundays today. The 2023 Allan Border Medal winner is Steve Smith. The 33-year-old took out the top cricket title by 171 votes, Travis Head trailing with 144. Speaking on Fox Sports, the former Aussie captain got emotional when thanking those close to him.
My manager, Warren, who's been with me for 16 years, I think, everything he does for me. Yeah, thank you for everything you guys do.
Beth Mooney won the women's title. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, patchy showers and a possible storm for Brisbane with a top of 32. Same goes for the Gold Coast and 30. Patchy showers for Sydney too, 27 the max. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, a top of 23. Same for Hobart and 25. Sunny for Adelaide with a top of 26. Mostly sunny for Perth, chasing 35 degrees. And the Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.